This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Good morning. We are seeing a little bit of a mixed trade. The corn market was a little bit under pressure last night. The bean market continues to find a little bit of strength, as well as the wheat. Bean strength, I think, is coming from the weather situation in South America. It is still quite up in the air. A couple of the models are saying they're trying to change the overall pattern, where you're going to see a little bit more cooler, maybe wetter forecast, but some of these other model runs continue to keep this heat and dryness in the central and northern parts of the country. I think that seems to be the dominating thing this morning, at least, and that's leading to the beans being up. Wheat market, after scoring fresh new lows for the move this week, are seeing a little bit of continuation of a dead cat bounce into first notice day on the December contracts tomorrow.
And then, Jim, with the corn, is it just kind of the natural reaction to knowing that we have such a large corn crop coming out of the United States that there's just a little bit of a pressure on the price right now?
Well, I think that's it. And the big problem right now, Mark, is, like I said, it's first notice day is tomorrow. So if you are on a December contract and you do not liquidate the position before the end of the trading today in the grains, you risk delivery. Okay, so that's one thing going on. The other thing going on is you had a lot of producers out there that might have had a basis contract on the December corn tract, or an HTA, or might have even just had grain in the elevator. All those bushels had to make a decision: were they going to price them yesterday, or were they going to roll them out? And that, combination of the grain being priced, as they didn't want to pay the storage fees and maybe want to just generate some cash flow at the end of the year, as well as some producers rolling those positions out, which pushed that decent March carry to 22.5 cents last night. That, I think, was the impetus of pushing the market down here in the last couple of days.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down a quarter cent at 451 and a quarter. January soybeans up one even at 1347 and a half. On the Merck, December live cattle up 12 cents at 171.77. January feeder cattle down 2 cents at 221.02. December lean hogs down 7 cents at 68.85. December pork cutout up $1.47 at 80.97. And Class 3 milk unchanged at 16.22. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.